This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What I am about to say may be the very definition of a day late and a dollar short. $85 billion short, more like. We learned this morning President Obama and congressional leaders have set a meeting to talk about the budget cuts that are supposed to start hitting on Friday. They are going to meet on Friday. So if you're laying odds, the likelihood of those cuts actually happening would seem to be fairly high. And that being the case, maybe it's time to start thinking about what might happen as a result. There are lots of stories to do on that score, so we'll pick just one, the one in which your tax refund gets, I'm going to break my own rule here, sequestered. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
The average refund is nearly $3,000, which is serious money to people like Claire Goodwin and her husband Trevor McQueen of Fort Collins, Colorado.
We ended up filing a couple days after my husband was let go from his job. So for us to have that extra money, we will be able to, you know, not worry as much as we would in terms of being able to pay our mortgage as he looks for a new job.
A refund hitch would be troubling for families who count on the money to make ends meet or who want to spend it on home improvement or a major purchase. The IRS handed back more than $300 billion last year, so the economic ripples of a delay could be widespread, says Carrie Leahy of Decision Economics.
That will be significant and could certainly be another damper on growth in the first half of the year, which many people seem to be worried about at the moment.
Inside IRS offices, the worry is about the steady flow of filings. If staffers get their hours cut in the sequester, that paperwork will pile up into a formidable mountain. Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. It represents 78,000 IRS workers, including those that process your tax returns.
Timely processing of those refunds is dependent upon the IRS having the staffing to do that.
It's not just refunds. Help desk staff and enforcers who sniff out tax cheats would also be cut. The good news is employees must get 30 days' notice before being furloughed. That hasn't happened yet. The bad news is a furlough could hit in April, just as returns pour in before the deadline.
It's like the busiest time of the year, actually, from the middle of April to the middle of May, is really when so much of the work of the IRS processing for the filing season is done.
A sequester crunch wouldn't be the first to delay this tax season. Because of the last-minute fiscal cliff deal, the IRS scrambled to reprogram systems held up processing. It's still not ready to accept certain tax forms and won't be until sometime next month. All this appears to be slowing down refunds. Treasury Department numbers show they're billions less than this time last year. The prospect of further delay is infuriating taxpayers.
I mean, that's money we've paid in and money that is ours rightfully, and I think we should be able to get that in a timely fashion.
Dr. Melanie Ellis expects a refund when she and her husband Stephen file. She owns her vet practice in Walnut Creek, California. Business is still down since the recession. She's planning to use their personal tax refund to shore it up.
We're going to need the money to pay bills and, you know, help make payroll and keep us in cat food.
Whether it's Meow Mix, home repairs, or emergency cash, a sequester-delayed refund would alter the plans of a lot of Americans. But not Claire and Trevor in Colorado. They filed very early and got their money this week. Those who don't do taxes soon may not be so lucky. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.